cardinal red, isn't it, Steve? Is that what you'd call that?
Yeah, that's fire engine red, I think. Well, they'll falter in the fourth quarter of their Georgia. I'm sorry.
All right, as we get ready to start, let's see. Some of the family members have, I saw Connor Hughes, I guess mother and grandmother down there. They have shirts that let you know they, they are the Hughes.
Yep.
I said they got Hughes written across the back of their shirts and his number on it. So I said, I'm sure I know who their son is.
Well, our backup kicker kicked a 57-yard field goal in practice. So we got quality depth in the kicking department.
And Hayden has been running some receiver, too, just because of that lack of depth. I don't know that he's going to see any action tonight, and I think they're going to try to do that only as an emergency. But he has been practicing some at wide receiver.
So looking ahead, since this is our pregame right before we get started here, how are we looking in our area this year?
Well, region-wise, we got everybody's the same, and then we added Southside. So we'll have a 7-team region instead of a 6-team region this year. So we got Southside, May Jemison, Buckhorn, Gadsden City, Hazel Green, and Lee. So those 6 teams plus us. Southside's going to probably be, you know, similar to Fort Payne in style. They've been in 5A, now they're back up to 6A. And so, again, probably looking at Gadsden City to be the team to beat in the region once again. And so Fort Payne has started out in good preseason polls, and people at least think somewhat highly of Fort Payne for this year, and so that bodes well for the Wildcats.
Well, at the end of the year, we'll be traveling to, Steve, to my neck of the woods as we go to Pelham, Alabama.
Yeah, a little out-of-region play.
Can you get there from here?
You can get there from here.
I'm just making sure.
I grew up in Alabaster, which is right next door, and you can get there from here.
Okay. Yeah, that area's exploded over the last 20 years.
Yes.
Thank you, Mark Freeman.
There you go. Pelham is also the home of, if you probably know this, probably heard of this person, a little coach called Dabo Sweeney.
That's true. That's
right.
That's
where he was wide receiver for the Pelham Panthers. Actually, I played ball against Dabo.
Oh, big Dabo.
And Tyler Watts.
Yeah, Tyler Watts.
That's right.
Did he go to Pelham, too?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, he had to because his dad owned an Alpha Insurance Agency in Pelham, so I do know that. Hey, there's your tidbit for this evening.
You're obviously more well-connected than I am in Pelham.
Fort Payne captains tonight, Luke Patton, number 2, Connor Kinsley, number 22, Carter Tinker, number 0, and Dax Varnador, number 5. Really a lot of seniors on this Fort Payne team. When you look up and down the lineup, got a lot of good skill guys back. The receivers look to be, especially if Brandon can get back quick and be healthy, he's going to be your burner. You got Riker Shankles, Blake Griggs. So we got several quality options. Caden Adams is going to be a serviceable running back this year.
Do we have any speed in the wideout position?
Well, that's Brandon's going to take that role.
Okay.
Blake's quick. Riker's quick. We're not going to have – I'm not sure that Brandon has Skylar Cody speed, but he's got speed.
Blake's sneaky fast.
Yeah. So.
Man, looking at these kids, when we started doing this, now they're up to seniors, the Varnadors and Tinkers of the lineup. These guys were just young bucks.
Yep, now they're here. So excited to see this. So we'll be only doing first half tonight. That'll be ones versus ones, and they'll do some JV and some ninth graders and get some of the younger kids in the second half.
So those not familiar with the Jamboree setup, how's that working? How's it going to work tonight?
They're going to play it as much as they can to look like a real game. The kicking is probably not going to be live. It'll probably just be the kicking team out there just to get some practice in. I think my understanding was, if I heard this correctly at practice, is they initially decided that they weren't going to go live on quarterback. But Dax said, no, I want to be live. I'm not sure if Coach Elmore trumped that. I'm not sure I like that idea. Just
simply because Dax, if you're not familiar with Dax Varnador, he also plays baseball, and he was injured early last baseball season this spring. He had a shoulder tear maybe or something, a rotator cuff.
Yeah, there was questions as to whether he'd be ready for this. They were just hoping he'd be ready for Scottsboro, but he's ready tonight, and he's looked good in practice. He's thrown the ball well. I haven't talked to him or asked him, but everything that I have seen looks like there's no signs of trouble with that arm.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure Coach will be watching that, making sure they protect him. You don't want to lose somebody pregame or preseason.
Yeah. Coach Elmore may have said, we're going. You may want to go live, but we're not going live.
There you go. Do we have any new digs this year? Coach's shirt looks like they got a new hat this year.
Yeah, I think they're just doing relaxing stuff today.
Gotcha.
So
you know, I think the Adidas is who sends them their uniforms.
Yes.
I would say NIL deal, but I don't think we have that.
No, no. Steve gave I think Dax $25.
Yeah. There you go.
Just mow his yard or something.
We had the exact same surgery this summer, but he can throw the ball a lot further than I can.
All right, Fort Payne will be kicking off. Hayden Chambers will be lining up as we get ready to almost start the season. A little pregame action, kind of get the guys' feet wet as we get ready to kick off here in Iberville, Alabama. Your Fort Payne Wildcats taking on the Iberville Aggies. There's the kick from Chambers. It goes deep in the end zone, past the end zone. Ooh. That'll be a touchback. That's what I like to see right off the bat.
That'll be nice to have that weapon there to go out of the back of the end zone. Should have that'll be really good for Fort Payne.
All right, coming out for the Fort Payne offense, your Dax Varnador will be your field general, I believe. Let's see.
No, we're on defense.
We're on defense. We kicked off. Hey, you know.
There you go.
If I got right, I'm going to get the offense and defense room. That's the way to start the season right there, buddy.
Where's Dax?
Look at him. While sitting there looking at Carter and Tinker, and I'm thinking, man, Dax has gotten bigger.
He'd be one of the bigger defensive linemen if he played.
I sure was. I was going, is he really Dax? That's right. We kicked off. So your Aggies will have the ball first and 10 on their own 20-yard line. They've got two wideouts on the far side, which would be their near side. Quarterback, see if y'all can tell me that quarterback's number.
He's going to be a freshman, and that's one of the reasons they were concerned.
That's number 12, Carlos Carbajal. He throws a quick out. Looks like a loss of a yard on that one, Brian.
Yeah. I've got C.J. Zuniga.
For number 12?
Yeah. But what are you looking at?
Oh, well, that's my number 12 right there, Carlos Zuniga Carbajal.
Okay, well, that's what I got. I got it CJ.
Okay.
It's the same one.
So they're calling him CJ. So CJ's at the quarterback for the Aggies. He puts a man in motion from his left to right, and referees blow the whistle.
Yeah, Fort Payne having to play some of the younger kids. We've talked about this. Parker Wilson at one tackle, Tremaine Smith at the other tackle. Tremaine played a good bit. Well, they both played. But Parker, I believe, played defensive end last year. He wasn't
lined up all sides there.
Okay.
So it'll back him up 5 yards to the 14-yard line where it'll be second and long. They'll put number 10, Hunter Smith, in motion left to right. Carbajal take the snap. He'll roll out to his right, throw ahead to Carbajal. He catches it. Gets it back just a yard above the original line of scrimmage to the 21, where it'll be third down and 9.
Yeah. Fort Payne's got Connor Kinsley holding down that left side cornerback. He's been there for 3 years. This will be his third year. Cooper Jackson on the top side. And then playing kind of an outside linebacker like a strong safety is Riker Engel. He played a little bit last year. And hopefully these guys, they've played well in the past in their 7th and 8th grade years.
Stop. And Luke Patton in the – yep. Safety, he's going to have to play corner right now.
Aggie send three wide. Carbajal rolls out to his left. Now he's got a blocker out in front of him, but a flag is thrown. Play is stopped.
Illegal motion against Albertville.
Take that all day.
Yep.
As you can hear, the coaches are
They're right on us, aren't they?
So you can hear them. You can hear them while we're in between getting ready for the play call as they get their defense ready, right?
Yep, Coach Vincent, he'll let you know if somebody's lined up wrong. Everybody will hear it.
There's some breeze coming through there.
Yeah.
Not too bad. I mean, I'm glad I'm not out in the sun.
It's down to about 105 in here now.
There you go.
We're going to have to look at some of these numbers, Chris. I got to start remembering who people are now. Yeah.
All right, Fort Payne declined the penalty. They'll bring up fourth down. I guess decline.
Now they're bringing in the punting team, so I guess you're right.
All right, so the punting team comes out. Fort Payne sends back, who is that, Brandon Oliver?
No, it won't be in there now. It's,
Cooper Jackson,
Cooper?
I believe.
No, it's Blake Griggs.
There it is. Number 6, Blake Griggs. He's standing on our own 44. That is not the 56. That's the 44. Short punt. Went straight up. It's going to hit the 30, get an Aggie bounce a little bit further, and it'll go up to the Aggie 36, and that's where Fort Payne will start.
Yeah.
All right, how are we doing on commercial breaks? We'll go ahead and talk about it out loud. We're going to take a 30-second real quick. Well, they're about to start. The reason I said checking it. We got to fill out our commercial breaks here doing this jamboree stuff, Brian.
Yeah, we're in pregame mode too, or preseason mode. So
Yeah, I got to shake the rust off, man. I've gone through basketball and baseball, and now summer, and now here's football.
Yep.
All right, Fort Payne set up with four wides. Varnador, EG quarterback. And the shotgun, he takes a snap. Quick throw, has a man. That's Griggs in the seam. Griggs down the 10 to the 9-yard line.
Yep. Fort Payne got Blake Griggs at the H-back.
We got an official down. He's getting back up.
Did he get hit?
Yeah, he did. He was on our tight end and got run over.
All right, Fort Payne lining up quick.
Fort Payne has Kyle Caminiti at the X, Blake Griggs at the H, Riker Shankles at the Y, and Fisher Abbott at the Z.
Take snap, hands it off, gets down to the 1-yard line, and they're going to say down as the ball came out of his hands.
Caden Adams.
Yeah, nice run by Caden there.
He's a hard runner.
He really pounds it well, doesn't he, Steve?
He does. He looked really good last year as a freshman.
He really did.
When I was a freshman, I didn't know how to put my pads on.
Fort Payne lining up quick in the alpha red zone, sponsored by Tyler Riggs. Hand off again up the middle.
Touchdown.
I like that. Three plays, touchdown. Yeah. Offensive line's looking good. Grayson Hester now taking over for Jordan Wright from last year.
Connor Hughes will come out for the extra point for Fort Payne. A great position set up by a very short punt after Fort Payne held Albertville.
Yeah, good look on those four verts from Dax to Blake to get it inside the 10.
All right, here's the snap, kick away, and it is through. Fort Payne completes the 7-point trip. They lead Albertville 7-0. We'll take a quick timeout. This is Fort Payne Wildcat football.
Wind's blowing through your mic.
I think the wind is getting into your mic. I need you to kind of cover it. Yeah, sorry. I hate that. I'll try to find a
wind thing.
You want to use mine? Or is
you need the big bulb.
Is it going to do it to me then?
You know the big bulb? No, it's coming across his.
Yeah, it doesn't have one of these protectors.
Oh.
I need to get one.
Do you want him and Brian to switch? He's got one.
Whatever. Sure,
let's
go ahead.
You can open the door. Open the window.
Are y'all gonna switch?
Are you gonna switch? He switched.
Oh, okay. You just gave him one. Okay.
All
right. Let's do it.
Okay. These breaks are 1 minute. We're back after a short scoring drive for Fort Payne as they set up to kick off again to Albertville here in the first quarter. Connor Hughes leans into it, kicks it, line drive, and it's going to go in the end zone for a touchback.
Yeah, two for two.
And that was a line drive.
Yeah, I think Hayden kicked the first one.
Yeah, they're probably just getting everybody some practice in here. Really good first series, Chris and Steve, for both offense and defense.
Offense looked real good. I heard this twice now, the Scottsboro radio guys talking about their Jamboree game, and then, of course, I did not realize that they have a new coach, Tyler Van from
Sylvania.
From Sylvania.
Yeah.
He was at Section, then went to Sylvania, now he's at Scottsboro.
We may not have to worry about that option this year.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
I don't think they're going to run that.
Albertville takes the snap, hands it off to the running back, looks like number one. That's Kirkland. He goes over the left side, picks up about four.
Our defensive line is not all that big, but they're quick.
Yeah,
and they're strong.
Yeah, Parker's an excellent wrestler, and so he knows how body leverage and things like that. And,
right.
And Lucas Talent really played really, really well last year.
And we've got a starter or two out too, so they get to play everybody and still look good.
They gave him five on the play. Quarterback turns, hands it to Kirkland again around left side. Tried the same thing.
There you go.
Carter Tinker says hi.
Yeah, he filled that gap well.
No, looks like no gain on that play, so bearing up third and five for the Aggies.
It is a little bit unusual to see your defensive line outweighed by your linebackers, a considerable amount.
Considerable.
And that is a loss of one, so it'll be third down and six from the 24. I feel a little hot on my mic, on my ears, Miss Holly. There we go. All right, the Aggies in two receivers on the outside. They got
daylight rolling to the right.
throw it short. Number three, did he get down for it? He does. They're going to go to the first down. Looks like they do. So that'll be a first down at the 31 for the Aggies.
Yeah, just a little smash option there.
Both his passes, that's being the second one, have been short. The receivers have had to lay down to catch them.
Yeah, that's a freshman quarterback right there trying to get used to the game.
What do you call their running back set, Brian? They got one guy beside and one guy behind the quarterback.
That's a pistol. Instead of a shotgun, they call it a pistol.
Okay. And that is number 12, Carbajal, as quarterback. Kirkland behind him. Takes the handoff, hands off to Kirkland. Tries to find a hole at the middle. Fort Payne there, stacks him up. Tackles him after a one-yard gain. Giving him 2 yards on that one.
Yeah, solid run defense there by Fort Payne. Tremaine Smith doing a great job.
In the 70s, we used to call that formation the bifocal eye. But, you know, that's only old people that played in leather helmets remember that.
All right, folks, you can count on Steve bringing 70s references.
That's correct. I still live in the 70s.
He'll be telling you about the Bee Gees in just a moment.
I wasn't really into that.
All right, two receivers near side for the Aggies. Fort Payne blitzing. Oh, and they get Kirkland in the backfield. Oh, he gets loose, but Fort Payne's there, and they're going to drop him for about a 6-yard loss.
Yes, nice. Outside linebacker Riker Engel coming in on a stunt there and makes the play.
All right, so that'll be third down for the Aggies from the 24. That's going to be third and what, 14, 15? Mm-hmm. Third and 15.
They have slow developing play so far.
Yeah. 48, Joseph Greathouse. I haven't seen him much out there, but he looks like a big kid.
He looks good coming off the bus.
5'11", 190.
That's my smile. I like that, Steve. Looks good coming off the bus. Steve's letting us know it's windy out here today. All right, the receivers. Oh, we got a timeout call. Looks like Coach Elmore maybe calling a timeout.
Yeah, I think he saw something back on the secondary that he didn't like.
Well, they called timeout. We'll take a 1 minute? We'll take a 1 minute timeout and be back with more Fort Payne Wildcat football after this. Hall is going to go deep on Fort Payne. He has a man, and I guess he lost it in the sun, Brian.
Yeah, he threw it a little bit inside. He didn't have enough to get it over to the sideline to him. He didn't really have Cooper beat. Cooper was in good position there. He'd have to drop a dime in there to make that happen.
Now, to give a little credit to Carbajal, the wind is blowing right in his face at this point.
Yeah, it was a good chunk, though. He's still got a good arm.
All right, so Aggies, Fort Payne holds. Aggies will be punting from their own 15-yard line. Griggs back at his own 45. There's a snap. Kick is away.
Oh, another one.
Another short one. Ooh. Is going to land at the 37-yard line. Wow. Of Aggies.
Are punts live? Looks like they're considering it live.
Yeah, it's looking like it.
Well, Fort Payne's going to set up first and 10 at the Aggies' 37-yard line, Brian.
Yeah, both possessions on the Albertville side of the field so far.
Did we tip that ball, or he just another bad kick?
Just a bad kick.
He kicked it 6 yards deeper that time.
I was trying to give the punter a little credit.
Yeah, I am too.
Doubled his average.
Yeah, y'all are a tough crowd.
All right, Wardor is going to set up in the shotgun. He's got four receivers, two on each side. He's going to look right, come back left, has a man over the middle. That's Griggs again in the seam, same play, and hits his man down to the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Fort Payne taking advantage of their position.
He had all day to throw, too.
He's in the Alpha Red Zone, sponsored by Tyler Riggs.
Griggs.
And that is a DeKalb Fix It first down. I got to get all my sponsors in, Ms. Holly. Like I said, I'm very cold.
On this warm August day.
On this warm
evening.
August day, and we're going to call a timeout.
Yep, Albert will call
this
one.
All right, let's take a 30-second. That way we can come back and talk a little. So we'll take a 30-second. This is Fort Payne Wildcat football.
nothing. And looking to score again inside the Tyler Griggs Alpha Red Zone now. Ironically, or not ironically, what would you call that? Poetically?
Poetically?
Tyler Griggs' son got him into the Alpha Red Zone.
First and 10 from the Aggie 11. Fakes the handoff, throws it inside to number 13. Inside, he goes in the red zone, end zone for a touchdown for Payne.
Okay, Riker Shankle's there. I didn't like the way he landed on that. That looked a little bit skittish there, Steve.
Yeah.
What was that?
Like a little horse collar there, but they got away with it.
Yeah.
And we scored, so there you go.
Little tunnel screen, a fake tunnel action screen off of a zone read, and then and Riker coming in.
I think Caden could have walked in the end zone, too, if he'd handed it to him.
So Fort Payne puts 6 more points on the board. They lead the Aggies 13-0 this little pregame scrimmage slash nice game. I said nice. You got that right. All right, Hughes set for the extra point. Snap, kick, up. Maybe. Boy, that's delayed. Good.
Come on up.
All right, we'll take this. Oh, let's do it. Do we have a stat update?
Do we? We're doing good. How about that stat?
We're just checking. We're running through our stuff. This is practice mode.
I think total offense, we're about 70 yards, but that's only because we've started the game on their side of the field both times.
Well, a lot of times, and I'll go and say what we're going, what we do, and Ms. Holly's informed me, we'll have a score. We have a new score update sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll lead in with this. The score update is brought to you by Patterson Music and Jewelry, and after this, Brian will give you some scores, but not today. But
yeah, are the Braves up?
But Patterson's is
they
sponsoring.
They were down 2-0 last I saw.
Okay.
They are in downtown Fort Payne. You stop in and check out their wide variety of musical instruments, sound equipment, Benchmade knives, and 15% off jewelry all the time. And ask for Jenner. And ask for Jennifer, who also works with Heritage Realty. I'll get through it in a minute. If you're looking to buy or sell your home, I'm going to tell you, we have gone to Patterson's. They are great
Love
people.
Yeah.
They have repaired many of my son's instruments, who just rips them in half, apparently. No, they've done a lot for his string work on the guitar you gave him, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I love Dan. They do a great job.
They do a great job. So go see them at Patterson Music and Jewelry. They'll be sponsoring our score update, Brian, throughout the season.
Bet.
Now that must be a heat timeout.
Is that what it is?
All right, it's heat timeout. We'll take a 30 or a minute. We'll take 1 minute timeout. Fort Payne leading 14-0. This is Fort Payne Wildcat football. In Albertville, Alabama, where your Wildcats lead the Aggies 14-0 as Fort Payne gets ready to get ready for their third kickoff here in the quarter. Steve, what can you say about the last two drives for the Wildcats?
Well, 7 plays, 68 yards, 2 touchdowns. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. Have we even had a third down yet?
I don't think so. Would you call that efficient?
Efficient, yes.
That'd be a very good way
words
to say
fail
it.
Me sometimes.
Oh, we make up some words here, Steve. Feel free to make up words. Another kick in the end zone for the Fort Payne kicker. I'll take those all day. Man, we struggled against Gadsden City last year.
This is a 7A school. They got a lot of kids.
Seeing some young kids get some – Cam Davis in. He's a big kid, strong. And also Joseph Greathouse. He's a junior. So it's good to see we've got some younger kids coming in and helping out. Levi Crow being that starting linebacker. So now, he's not starting because J.P. Buffington is, but J.P.'s in there now and his brother Patrick at the safety spot, our outside linebacker.
All right, the Aggies will start this drive, 1st and 10 from their own 20-yard line after the touchback kick from Fort Payne. Carbajal is still your quarterback. He takes a snap, turns, finds Kirkland. Kirkland moving over to his left, rides his offensive lineman, but not well enough as the Fort Payne defenders push him back for a loss. Now, at this point, Steve, you or Brian can interject with what y'all just thought.
Okay. Fort Payne did good. How about that?
I'm just going to say.
I can't believe how slow they are with getting a playoff.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of delay in there.
I don't mean to be critical. I'm sure they know what they're doing, but it's letting our quickness get to them.
All right, three receivers set for the Aggies, two near side, one far. Running back's in the pistol. Aberhall's going to throw. He's got a man over the middle, but he didn't turn around in time, and the referees blow the whistle.
I guess Jimmy Bassett in there at the defensive end, I guess they determined that it would have been a sack. They're trying to save their quarterback, which in that case I'm not sure helped him.
So is that why the whistle was blown?
I believe they're calling that, you know, dead when because he got there. I'm not sure.
Well, let's see. It's second and 10. Ball's placed on the 20-yard line.
If that count, I believe it would be third down, Chris.
Well, I'm going by that. I'm looking at the scoreboard. But where's the marker guy? I always like the marker guys. Here's a throw by Carbajal behind his receiver, incomplete. He's got his little clicker turned toward the sun, and I can't see what down he's holding.
It was third.
The official saying fourth down.
Okay. Yeah, now the scoreboard's saying it. So, Steve, I need to call him Mr. Accuracy.
No.
Yeah, don't doubt him.
I would just disappoint you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. The job you had at the stadium, you two guys, I mean, I'd hate to try to, because you see how bad I get tongue-tied calling the game on the radio. Trying to make it right on stadium announcing. Whew.
I was still trying to pronounce A-Rab's quarterback. It was Pashio, and I was trying, I don't know what I was making out of it.
Well, biggest kick for the Aggies is it squirms up to the 50-yard line.
Yeah, he just line-drived that one to make sure he didn't get under it too much.
So Fort Payne will start at their deepest position of the game, 50-yard line.
Not the 51.
Not the 51. Hey, Steve, I have gone that way. He's at the 50, the 54, the 55.
Well, that's Canadian football, Luke. That's okay.
And everybody that's blue and white is Etowah.
So Fort Payne starting the offensive line. Of course, we talked about Grayson Hester in for Jordan Wright, but I don't think he's in there right now. We have another. That's Sam Bird in there now.
Barnador still in at quarterback. Caden Adams is your running back. He's going to throw it out to Caden here on the near side. Caden up to down to 45, the 40, 35, 30. He breaks away. He's at 20, 15, 10, and tackled out of bounds at the 3.
Really nice run there by Caden. Really nice run. Got some big kids. Blake King now playing at guard. Hunter Burridge at tackle. Malcolm Jackson in. And Jaden Jackson in at the tackle. Those are the tackles. Hunter and Blake at the guards.
All right, that puts them inside the Alpha Red Zone, sponsored by Tyler Rigg. Griggs gives them a DeKalb fix-it first down at the 5-yard line where they're going to mark it.
Yeah, Dakota Wooten in down at the running back now.
First and 10. Barnador in the shotgun. Fakes the handoff. Throws it out to number 17. Makes a move, and he's going to walk in the end zone.
Yeah, there's that quickness you talked about, Steve. Riker Shankle's second touchdown of the evening. Fort Payne up 20-0 in the first quarter.
If you're wondering why I haven't done the touchdown Fort Payne, I'm warming up my tonsils.
Okay.
I'm saving that for the game.
Okay.
So.
That's two plays, 50 yards, and a touchdown in case.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I think that is efficient.
I took up a sheet of paper to do that.
All right, Hughes is in for the extra point. Fort Payne now up 20-0 here in the first quarter of the Jamboree with 5 minutes to go. Here's a snap. Hold is down. Hughes kicks it through, and I'm going to call it good way before they do, and it is. All right, so after the extra point, Fort Payne leading 21-0.
Officials are afraid of commitment down there.
They're tough. Well, let's take a quick timeout, and we'll be back with more Fort Payne Wildcat football after this. That's Hogan's Record Service as we're about to wreck Aggies again.
There you go.
Hughes is about to kick that one off. Another line drive, in the end zone for a touchback.
Yeah, liking that so far. Four kickoffs, four touchbacks.
All right, Steve, you got anything new on that last four-point drive?
Two passes, 50 yards, a touchdown.
I mean, what is Dax thrown for so far in the first quarter?
Steve's job's easy tonight, folks.
I have to get with my man Mark Malone. He's pushing all these buttons.
That's fancy over there. We're going high tech over here.
Mark Malone pulling up our stats. We'll check those in a second on Varnador. They play two more. Play another quarter. Is that correct?
Yeah,
varsity.
He is 5 of 5, 112 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Okay. We'll take those stats all day, boys.
What's that quarterback rating there? That's what,
that's
perfect 158 or whatever it is?
Yeah.
You know, he started off high in that last year. Remember? Varnador with his completion percentage and stuff. All right. Carbajal with the throw out to the running back. Tack it. Ball's on the ground.
Oh, they're going to call it down.
Yeah. Nice hit by Luke Patton coming in.
It must have been his son that carried the ball.
Okay. Let's get something off the bat. I know you two are going to get excited.
Steve's a homer. I don't know if you know that.
Yes. I'm going to say
I'm a half homer.
Between you and the specialist, Brian, yes. Y'all going to have to. Because Brian would leave his seat, Steve.
Yeah. Well, they never appreciated my expertise in the press box when I was doing the PA.
Golly.
Now you can talk all the time.
Yeah. All right, it'll be no gain on that play. Second 10 for the Aggies. Carbajal takes a snap, hands off to the big running back. That's number 7.
Bronco Nagurski.
That is Jordan Laredo, folks. He's a thick one.
He is.
He powers it in for a 1-yard gain.
I think that's the punter, too.
Actually, 1.5 yards. I do like to say half yard, so it looks like it's on the 1.5. I mean, it's not the 1.5. The 21.5. That'll bring up third down, Brian.
Yeah, Albertville's just kind of stagnant offensively right now. Now they're trying to find their rhythm. I think this coach is in his second year, maybe. And this is the one that took over for Chip English, who's now at Hoover's head coach.
That's a change. Okay. We're playing tag with the quarterback. That's
actually a new quarterback, Steve. That's Parker Gibson.
Yeah. Is he a freshman, too?
He is a sophomore. So they're going to call him in the grass as our defender got to him.
That's okay in a jamboree, I think that's okay.
Yeah, that's going to bring up fourth down now for the Aggies. They'll be punting from their own 5-yard line, looks like. Greg's back at the 50.
15.
Well, he's talking about the punter.
Okay.
Sorry, the punter, Stanley. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Nice kick by the punter that time. Huh? Griggs fields it, fair catches it at the Fort Payne 48. And that's where the setup shop, first and 10.
That's a good job catching the high kick in the sun.
Yeah, that's hard. And it was a knuckleball, too. That's even more difficult.
We're at Fort Payne with a little more yardage to go right here as they finally dialed in the punting.
Got Eli Goggins in out at the X, and Fisher Abbott, I said earlier, Riker Schenkel's back in, and Dakota Wooten down at the H now.
Do we still have Caden Adams at the running back position? Looks like it. Okay. Fort Payne with four receivers, 3 far side, 1 near. Varnador in the shotgun. He's flanked by Adams. He's going to look right. He's going to hit Adams out in the flat. Adams turns it up at the 50. He's at the 45, the 40. Gets around the tackle. Gets down to the 32-yard line for DeKalb. Fix it first down.
Yeah, hard running there by Caden Adams. Really good look on that.
There we go. We got to get in the flow. First and 10 for Payne as they're moving quickly here. On the Aggie 31, they're going to spot it.
19-yard pass.
All right, this time 2 receivers on each side. Here comes Aggies. They're coming in on Varner. Varner kicks it out quick to Adams. Adams around the right side. He gets down inside the Alpha Red Zone, sponsored by Tyler Riggs for DeKalb. Fix it first down.
Go Riggs.
Riggs?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I'm getting on my pronunciation, folks. All right, first down, first and 10 inside the Alpha Red Zone. Sponsored by Tyler Griggs.
In fact, DeKalb fix it first down.
I did say DeKalb fix it first down.
But that's not Tyler Griggs, is it?
All right, now you are confusing me. Varnador looking right. He's going to look back left. Nobody there across the middle. Did he make that catch? He did. Yeah. Touchdown for Payne.
Third touchdown of the quarter by Riker Shankles.
He threw that one low, guys.
Yeah, and really, Chris and Steve, arguably, I think those middle 3 interior linemen are your second teamers, Sam Bird Blake King and Hunter Burridge, I think Hunter was in there, doing a nice job holding up that defensive line, giving Dax all day to throw the ball.
Oh, yeah. He had about 10 seconds.
It was a long time.
All right, inside, out for the extra points, Hayden Chambers now.
So he'll get it.
Oh, fumbled, fumbled snap, and he's going to get tackled, so Fort Payne does not convert. And now they lead the Aggies 27-0.
That's his cousin, too, doing it to him.
Cousins are, you know what they say. All right, we'll be back. Fort Payne leading 27-0 with more Fort Payne Wildcat football.
Touchdown.
All right, I'll tell you about that kick in a second. Aggies fielded at the five. They're up. They're on the run around the left side. They get around our defense. So they're 35 to 40. 45, biggest return of the night. Do y'all know why that was?
I did. I saw it.
It fell off the tee.
Yeah, it was falling off the tee. And he had to kick it somehow, and he kicked it right to the receiver that time. And
Braden Dobbs did a good job of
getting
him out of bounds.
So this will be a good test right here for both teams as Aggies are getting good field position at their own 44. So if Fort Payne happens to hold them, they should be able to kick Fort Payne deep.
Mm-hmm. We've got a whole new D-line in, looks like.
Yeah. I think Hayden could have ran through that and not kicked the ball and gotten a second opportunity. I don't know if he felt like he was going to be offsides if he didn't kick it.
We're going to try to get 10 down the sideline, Coach.
All right, they're calling the play over
Coach
here.
Vincent says 10 down the sideline.
Carbajal fakes the snap. He's going to throw in to number 10, well, that's just good, like the coach called it.
Good throw and catch. Good coverage by Connor Kinsley, but I think they called him down because Lucas Talent was on him.
So, yep, they're going to call it down. So, this will be bring up second down and 10.
Wonder if the Albertville coach is enjoying his decision now.
I feel bad for the quarterback there. That was that went in our favor then.
So are our guys just have to touch him?
If it's close enough that he would make the play, they're calling him dead.
Okay.
Or in the official's opinion, he would have made the play.
It's like an eighth grade dance. You just get close and then call it again.
They did give him a 5-yard loss, so it is the analogies are running wild here in the press box.
He's quick, full of them.
Quick throw out the left side to the receiver, number 10. He runs around our defenders, gets up to the 50-yard line. He gets 10 yards back. It'll be third and five for the Aggies.
Best play of the night for Albertville right there.
He's found his matchup there with Dakota Wooten.
That's a big kid, too.
Hunter Smith. Hunter Smith, number 10. He's thick. Look at number 57 out there. Steve says, look good coming off the bus.
Yes,
that guy's thick. All right, in the quarterback for the Aggies, Carlos Carbajal. He started the game.
It's going to their sideline.
They got two receivers far side. Carbajal, quick throw out to the right, to the left side. They give it to number 10 again. He gets through the defenders for a first down.
Coach Vincent calling that next door.
Yeah, the coach next door is calling it before the play starts. Pretty good.
We got some pretty good defensive coaches that know what's going on. Jimmy Bassett, Parker Wilson, Tremaine Smith coming into the game for Fort Payne.
They're putting some starters in now, they're upset.
Yeah. All right, ball is on the Fort Payne 42-yard line, first and 10. Fort Payne leading 27-0 here in the first quarter of this Jamboree game between the Wildcats and Aggies of Albertville. Carbajal in the shotgun. Takes a snap, fakes the handoff, looking deep.
Oh, they're holding us. Oh, my goodness.
Gets away from the defender, throws it out of bounds over here on the right side. It'll be second and 10.
Coach Elmore was open, but he didn't put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah, he didn't try that for that at all.
All right, second down and 10.
Fort Payne defense really working the subs in here, trying to get some depth developed from these younger kids.
Yeah, it's great. They can get this experience under the lights.
Yeah, we're going to need it. I mean, we've got to have some help.
Hopefully be a 13-14 game season.
2:54 left here in the first quarter. Second down and 10 for the Aggies. Carbajal is your quarterback. Receiver on each side. Carbajal takes a snap, hands it off to the running back number 7. He was the truck.
Is that what'd you call him? Bronco?
Bronco Nagurski. That's for everybody over 60 in our audience.
His last name is Laredo. That was number 7. Jordan Laredo.
Yeah, Lucas Talent doing a really good job filling there.
Yes, he did.
If he does it on the forward, I don't know what. Didn't fold the four trucks when they're Laredo. Laredo.
Yep. Yeah. He's a Chevy guy, though, isn't he?
Gotcha. 2:30 to go, 27-0. Third down and a long 10. Doesn't get any longer than 10 yards. Carbajal takes snap. Fort Payne blitzing, and
that would
have
been
he had his man.
A little high.
They didn't call that one dead, and Riker was all over him. There's no way he'd have gotten that pass.
I think Riker took an angle not to hit him.
Yeah. I think he just backed off.
But incomplete anyway.
It is incomplete. That bring up fourth down. Let's see if the Albertville coach will go for it on the Fort Payne side of the field for once. They're on the Fort Payne 41-yard line. They are going to go for it with 2:17 to play, down 27-0. Carbajal is your quarterback.
It's been a long quarter, hasn't it?
It has been a long quarter.
I guess when you're throwing a bunch of passes incomplete, it takes a long.
Carbajal looks back this way. Oh, and it's intercepted by Fort Payne.
Connor Kinsley.
Good boy, Connor. Nice play there reading that.
They saw that coming. He quarterback fake left.
It's like he's in the huddle with him.
I think they're trying to throw a wide receiver screen on that one, bro.
Yeah, they were. Connor just broke in front of it. Great job by him.
All right, so Fort Payne will have the ball. First and 10 from their own 45. This will be the deepest Fort Payne has been.
That's our worst field position of that quarter in.
Four receivers set, 3 on the far side, 1 near, and timeout. Can we call by Ivor? We'll take a timeout with them with 2:11 to go in the quarter. Fort Payne leading 27-0. We'll be back with Fort Payne Wildcat football.
That coach is pissed. He is so mad. You see the red coat?
I think he just turned in his
rigs
and
he's over yelling at his defensive coordinator. Oh, he was hot too.
All right, well, welcome back. Welcome back to Albertville, Alabama. Tease me there, General Holly. The Aggies trail the Wildcats 34-0 after a quick strike from Dax Varnador on the quarterback, what do you call that? It's not a draw. So, Steve, tell us about that last set of play. Please.
One rush, 55 yards. Fort Payne has 229 yards offense, and Albertville has 21 right now. So it's been a good quarter.
I would say so.
You need to package some of that for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Don't spend it all right now.
All right, that ball did not roll off the tee, and he was able to kick it in zone for another touchback. I know, and we see this, and he's going to tease me. We see this preseason like this, Brian, him kicking in zone. When we play somebody like Gaston, we got kicking in zone, he's going to kick short.
Well, they've developed. They have matured a lot over the last year, and Hayden has done a great job. He's been pounding the ball in practices, and looked really good.
Speaking of kickers from Fort Payne, I can't remember. I think the one that went to Auburn last, he's having a little – how's he doing?
He's better.
I know he had some health issues.
I think they finally unlocked the mystery there, and he's starting to put some weight back on. I don't know that he'll be back this season. I think he's already sent in paperwork for a medical red shirt for this season.
I didn't know that.
All right, Aggies take the first snap. They lose a yard. It'll be second down and 11.
Isaiah Morgan getting some time at tackle. They moved him from offense to defense the last 2 weeks just because they need some more bodies on the defensive front. So he's been over there now.
Well, he can plug a gap.
That's what I told him. He at practice, he said, I've never played defense until this last week. I said, buddy, just make a pile.
Looks like Carver Hall still in. He throws a quick out to his receiver, picks up 2 yards, gets about a 3 yard gain. It's going to put it at the 22. Be third down and 8 for the Aggies.
Did a good job bull rushing there.
Man, the Aggies, that number 14 is tall. Just because they're tall, but man, I'm thinking, hit that guy.
I'd throw it up. 50-50 him.
Well, they just took him out.
They took him out. All right, so it brings up third and 8 for the Aggies. 58 seconds to go in the first quarter of play. Your Wildcats lead 34-0 in tonight's Jamboree game. Brian told us earlier the Albertville Aggies moved up to 7A. We're still 6A, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they've been 7A for several years.
Okay. Carver Hall, he's going to throw it over here to number 10, near side, and he's met quickly by the Fort Payne defenders.
Every one of them, nearly.
Yeah, not a lot of blocking downfield on those screens. Those screens are real late developing. You need to get to that quick.
That's all twos except for the secondary, I believe, that's looking so good right now.
Yeah.
All right, 3 yard loss in that play. It's going to bring up fourth and 12 yards. So Albert will be setting up to punt again. They've had two good ones their last two punts. Greg standing at the 50 yard line.
He's warmed up now, I think.
I think plenty of opportunities.
Well, 8 seconds. Let's see if they're going to punt it before the quarter ends. Oh, they are. Low kick. Griggs has to move over to his right to field it. He picks it up, and he's going to sit down on the 45-yard line, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Do we want to take a break here or talk?
Take a break.
Let's take a break. We'll take a quick break, come back, and we'll tell you about the first quarter play. This is Fort Payne Wildcat football. We are back here in Albertville, Alabama, as the sun is setting on Aggie. I guess this is called Aggie Stadium. I don't see official name anywhere. There's a McCord over there to the left. It could be McCord Stadium.
Apparently, Averill's had the ball 10 minutes to our 2 minutes. So, you know, ball control is really going right? well for him.
Greggs took the snap as a keeper, and he'll roll out to the right. He'll pick up 7 yards, Brian.
Yeah, Fort Payne going with second team here. So you're seeing some kids that don't normally get in or some guys on defense. Connor Kinsley, Carter Tinker playing the Y now, and Blake at the quarterback. And now you got Aiden Raines running at running back there. So trying to get some experience on the offensive side from some of these defensive guys.
Who's 21, Brian?
Aiden Raines. It's one of the Raines boys that moved here last year.
Riggs throws it out right side, misses receiver. Tinker passes incomplete. It'll be 3rd and 3.
That's something that Blake just has got to get used to. He's been a great quarterback in the middle school, but with Dax always being in front of him, one grade ahead, Blake's just kind of gone to the receiver slot. But he's a really good quarterback when need be. He came in a game last year and did a really good job.
3rd and 3. Griggs takes a snap. Gets his receiver over here. Wide receiver screen. 22 is up to the 40, 35, down to the 31-yard line for DeKalb. Fix it, first down.
Yep. And Coach Elmore will tell you about Connor Kinsley, that he was originally a receiver, but they needed him on defense, and Coach Varnador stole him for defense. But he's a natural wide receiver. Did a good job there on that wide receiver screen.
Fort Payne with the first down.
That second O-line is looking good, too.
I got a cinnamon mouth thing in my mouth, and it just hit me wrong just then. Griggs at the quarterback. He's in the shotgun. Looking right. Missing the defender. Are they going to call him in the ground, or he just threw it away?
He just threw it away.
I don't think he touched.
All right, pass is incomplete. Bring up 2nd down and 10 for Fort Payne from the Aggie 35-yard line. 34-yard line.
These crossover players in this little second team they built here looks pretty decent. Still got Sam Bird in there, Hunter Burridge, Blake King, the Jackson brothers.
Raines is in the backfield with Griggs.
Sam Bird snapping the ball. Right?
Yep, Shane's boy.
4 receivers, 3 far side, 1 near. Varnador slaps his hands, takes the ball.
Oh, good pick up.
Excuse me, Griggs. Griggs has his receiver just behind number 10, Dakota Wooten, for an incomplete pass.
Yeah.
Adam Raines did a really good job picking up the blitz there.
He did he stepped up there and took out that stunt.
They'll bring up 3rd and 10 with 11 minutes to go here in the second quarter of Jamboree play. Fort Payne leading 34-0. Again, another 4 receiver set, 3 far side, 1 near. Griggs in the quarterback position with Raines to his left. Takes a snap. Looking downfield. Has a man. That's number 10. Wooten, 5-10, 5, touchdown for Payne.
Hey, I've watched them over at 707 this summer. Dakota has got some deceptive speed.
I was just going to say, he got through there in a hurry.
Yeah, when you see him in a uniform out on the field, you go, he can't be that quick, but he is. He can catch the ball and move.
Nice throw and catch from Griggs to Wooten.
And that was a pretty good threaded needle there by Blake.
I thought it was. That's going to bring out Hayden Chambers for the extra point for Fort Payne. The holder, number 3. I don't have his name. Who's number 3?
Eli Goggins.
Number 3 is the holder.
He's the one I was telling you runs those crisp routes.
Mm-hmm. He does look good.
Here's a snap. Ball down. Kick up. Good. I call that way before they even raise their hands. I'm just taking a guess. All right, with 10:50 left to play in the half, Fort Payne leads Averill 41-0. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. This is Fort Payne Wildcat football.
Could ask for any better.
Yeah, they've done a really good job.
I know we'll play tougher teams down the road, but still.
Hey, just be glad you're talking a lot. If they weren't doing it, we wouldn't be talking a lot.
I know. It gets real quiet when we're getting We're not doing well.
And this is going to be short. They're going, Aggies are going to field it at their one. Here comes number 20. Finds ooh, and he's clotheslined a little bit. And he'll go down at the 23-yard line, first and 10 for the Aggies.
Coleman Goodman on that play. Good night.
They might press charges on Coleman there. But there you go.
I tell you, Steve, if we ever go to Alabama A&M again, that's the quiet. That's a beautiful press box, but, I mean, it is.
You're so far away from the action.
And it is quiet as a jaybird or whatever, some kind of bird that doesn't make sounds.
It's quiet.
Hummingbird, maybe.
Hummingbird.
Okay.
It's quiet.
Well, we got Lee at home this year, I think.
All right, 10:41 to play. The Aggies come out. Carbajal is still your quarterback. Trying to see who his running back is. He's going to hand it off to him, looking for a hole. He finds a couple of offensive linemen pushing. He'll get about 2 or 3 yards on that play. He'll bring up second and six.
Yeah, I'm interested to see some of these, like Luke Patton, Connor Kinsley, Cooper Jackson, who the backups are at those spots, because it's a tight rotation.
Right now, here you go, guys.
He's an inside backer.
That running back is called Egwinsley Sarant.
There you go.
Wide receiver's open. No, he just misses the wide-open throw, Brian.
Yeah, and Coach
his receiver didn't help him much on that, I don't think.
Coach Prater was not happy with Cooper Jackson's drop there, not breaking on the ball quick enough.
Yeah, the number 17, the running back there with Carbajal, he is a running back linebacker. He's 5'9", 210. Freshman. I like his name, Equinsley Sarant.
That's better you than me on that.
Hey, you know, that's great to start using EQ. You got to get it right with the EQ. I can give you a nickname.
There you go.
All right, the Aggies.
We're on air, so.
Third and seven. Carbajal by himself looking to throw on third and seven.
Fort Payne steps up,
misses the interception. Aggies make the catch, and they're going to get, I think, a first down out of it, Brian.
It's close. Yeah, I think they did get it.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Connor was really, really close to having a pick six there.
So that'll give the Aggies a first and 10 from their 35-yard line.
Malcolm Jackson's a defensive end. He just annihilated the tackle there. And I thought we had a pick six.
Yeah.
They end up getting a first down.
10 minutes to go in the second quarter. Fort Payne leading 41-0. Carbajal is your quarterback. He has a pistol formation next to him. He's looking to throw it out near side to number 10, and he's tackled quick by number 16, Cooper Jackson.
Have we even had a penalty?
He said Hunter Smith. I don't think we've had a penalty.
I don't think we have.
I don't want to jinx it.
Well, now Dax's long run, we were holding, but they didn't call it. And I wasn't going to say anything.
All right, after that throw, the Aggies are second and five from their own 40-yard line. Two receivers set for the Aggies, one on each side. Carbajal fakes the handoff, looking to throw deep. Nothing there. He's going, he has his man over here, number 17, over his head, or just a missed ball. Be third down and five.
Yeah, Fort Payne letting Jaden Jackson, normally offensive lineman, and his brother, both playing.
They're bookends right now.
Yeah, Malcolm and Jaden playing some defensive front. I guess, you know, Fort Payne's going to have to play a little bit of county ball where you're going both ways with a lot of kids just to maintain pace.
They got Jordan Laredo back there, number 7. I can't see. Is that number? Looks like number. That is number 10, wide Hunter Smith in the pistol. Carbajal is your quarterback. Fakes the handoff, throws it out to Laredo, yeah. But he's tackled quickly by Fort Payne's number 2, Luke Patton.
Luke Patton read that play and did something about it.
Is Luke Patton the brother of Will?
He is.
Okay. Reason I said that, folks, Will right now is the roommate of my son Caleb in Auburn.
Speaking of, congratulations are in order,
I think. Thank you. He made the Auburn pregame and halftime show band, marching band.
That's excellent. Unbelievable. That's going to be fun.
So him and Will Patton are getting ready for classes Monday.
Oh, wow.
They got their little dorm room set up and ready to go.
Is there a sadness over the Dura home right now?
No comment.
No comment. Okay.
High snap for the punter. Aggies kick it away, though. A nice punt.
It looks like a kickoff.
Greg steps back. He fields it at the 21, and that's where they'll start. That's where they'll start deepest.
That's a really – yeah. Wow, Fort Payne's way back up now. What are we going to do, Steve?
Score.
Steve, can you predict the plays right here?
Number of plays.
Oh, yeah. Give us a number play prediction.
I'm going to say it's going to be 8 plays score this
How many first downs is it going to take to score? Just let's get a little more realistic.
Probably about, I'm going to say four because we'll have a long run or a long pass.
Well, I think we're also running in some younger kids. Lane Vinson, the ninth grader, is going to be running quarterback now.
That's number 18?
So, yeah, so we're bringing in some younger kids. Elijah Boggs out there, who's a ninth grader. Aiden Raines, sophomore.
Did you say Lane Vincent?
Yep.
Okay. Lane Vincent at quarterback for Fort Payne. He hands it off to number 21, and that is Aiden Raines. He stacked up for no gain. It'll be second and 10 for the Wildcats.
It's back. Okay, he's come out. Is he left-handed? Is he left-handed?
He is. Yeah, he is. Fort Payne playing some younger kids. Gavin Baumgartner at tackle. Hunter Burridge.
With 8 minutes to go in the quarter of the first half play of the Jamboree game, Fort Payne leading 41 to nothing. Aggies hadn't been able to do much all game. Fort Payne now in their, I would say, third and fourth teamers.
We're down to third, which is good. We need to develop this depth.
Lane Vincent in your quarterback for Fort Payne. He takes a snap. Hands it off again to Raines. Raines trying to get all around the left side. He does. Follows his blockers. Gets up to the 35 for DeKalb. Fix it first down.
There you go. Nice run.
He did a good job following his blocking.
Mm-hmm. He did. Let it develop in front of him.
They're going to give him 36 on that play. First and 10. Everybody listening for names because there's all kinds of new names.
Yeah, Hunter Goza coming in. Dakota Wooten, who just scored that last touchdown's in. Will Mooney. Eli Goggins out at the X.
All right, Vincent in at quarterback. Shotgun. Hands it off to number 20.
That's Hunter.
As Hunter goes around left side. Following his blockers, he gets up to the 42.
Good runs there.
That'll bring up, looks like, second and six for Fort Payne. Or are they just giving five? Let's see. They gave him five, so second and five for the Wildcats.
Number 60, Hunter Burridge.
Yeah.
He had his man about 5 yards downfield.
Yeah, it's good to see some of these young kids getting some action.
J.P. Buffington is in the backfield. Now with Vincent. Vincent takes a snap, hands it off to Buffington. Buffington up the middle, stacked up. He gets, looks like, a couple yards. It'll be third and two. Give him three on that one, I think. Or two.
Lane. Coach Elmore's got Lane going old school, running all the way to the sideline to cut the play every time.
That is old school.
A la Danny Ridgeway.
All right, number 20, Hunter Gozer's back in the game with J.P. Buffington. Here comes back out Vincent. He comes in, comes to the sideline like Brian said, gets a signal and runs back out.
And they're rotating the backs in back and forth just to try to get some action in there for these young kids.
Goes in Buffington on each side of Vincent. Three receivers. Hands it off to
good block, 26.
Hand it off to Goza. He comes around right side, gets to the cab, fix it first down. First and 10 from the 42.
J.P. Buffington blocked two on that play.
5:55 to play.
Heat timeout now.
Heat timeout. We'll take a timeout with them. Be back. Your Fort Payne Wildcats leading 41 to nothing with just under 6 minutes to play. This is Fort Payne Wildcat football. Vincent. All right, I got you right there, Lane. Lane Vincent in the quarterback. I apologize.
Been running mostly here with his two-back set. I'd love to see a little pass from Lane.
He's going to hand it off quick, and he's going to lose yardage on that one. That was number 10, Dakota Wooten.
Yeah.
Let him run a little play action, get some experience.
Yeah, I'd love to see him drop back and sling one and see what he can do. He's got a good little arm for a ninth grader.
2-yard loss. It'll be second down and 12 from the Fort Payne 41. Fort Payne leading 41 to nothing with 5:34 and counting to go in the half of this Jamboree game. What do they do in the second half? They play freshman?
Yeah, it'll be all JV. Lane will take most of the snaps. Well, he'll take all the snaps because there's none of the quarterback.
They'll hand it off to Wooten. Wooten around left side. Looks like he fumbled the ball. Aggie's saying they have it. Let's see what the referee says. And it is. Fumble on the play, and the Aggies get the first turnover of the game. They'll have the ball on the Fort Payne 47. I didn't see what was going on. Wooten, was that a collision fumble? Or?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
It was. Give them credit.
So Aggies will get the first turnover. Their best field position, I think, of the game. They did cross midfield a little earlier, didn't they? They got down to going that way in the first quarter.
I don't believe they've been inside our 40, maybe.
All right, looks like Carbajal isn't quarterback. Is that 12 or 16?
16.
That's going to be Parker Gibson in quarterback. Gibson going to turn, hand it off to big man, number one. That's a Ja'Kari Kirkland. He looked like he hit the hole pretty quick.
Yeah, Fort Payne's still playing a decent amount of their ones right now, mostly ones. Aiden Raines in at linebacker. Hunter Goza at linebacker. Patrick Buffington.
7-yard pickup for the Aggie running back. Bring up second and three. They hand it off again to Kirkland. Kirkland up the middle, following his blockers. Picks up the first down to the Fort Payne 35.
Yeah, this is where Fort Payne's really got to get some good depth built in here. Parker Wilson still in. Tremaine Smith. Need some help on that defensive line.
Hey, linebackers did a good job reading that. They just overran it.
Yeah.
Aggie speeding things up here. Gibson with the snap. Hands it off again to Kirkland. Following that side of the field. This time he ran in the back of his own his offensive lineman and got tackled for no gain. Bring up second 10.
Yeah, went to that well too many times there.
Aiden Raines and Coleman.
Is Gus Malzahn calling the plays? Little Auburn joke.
There you go.
I'll stay out of that.
All right, 41 to nothing. Fort Payne leading. Be second down and 10 for the Aggies from the Fort Payne 35. A lot of new faces in, getting some playing time. Gibson's your quarterback for the Aggies. Takes a low snap. Turned to find his man. Couldn't get there, and they're going to blow that one dead as Fort Payne was there. It'll be a loss.
Lucas Talent again.
Let's see where they mark that ball. They're going to bring it all the way back. I see the – yep, they're going to bring it all the way back to the 44-yard line.
Have they blocked Lucas all night?
Not well.
Not well.
I think he's got about three or four touches.
Then he can't unload on the quarterback once he gets there.
Yeah.
I think that was a 10-yard loss, folks. It's third and 20 with 3:39 to go.
We've got some backup defensive backs in, 43 at corner for Connor Kinsley is Dustin Haney.
Gibson takes a snap. He's got a man wide right open over here, but Fort Payne's there. Oh, ball falls up in the air and down for incomplete.
Yeah, Dustin got beat on that, but was able to catch up with that duck that he threw. Safety's Colin Pugh now.
I think that was, you ready for this name? That was Desriverius Revolte.
That's right. That was my nickname in high school.
Desriverius?
Yeah.
Or Revolting.
All right, fourth down and 20. I guess the Aggies are going to do something here. I know they're going to punt it.
You know, as bad as I hate to, we do need to work on some punt team at some point, I would think. Trying to get.
Maybe we just follow the ball twice and then punt it.
Just say, hey, we'll just go ahead and make it fourth down. Let's just punt. We'll punt it back to you. All right, the punter's back at their own at the Fort Payne 43-yard line. That's where he'll take it. Kicks away. This one's a line drive. Griggs going to fair catch it at the five. They're going to give him the six, so Fort Payne will start first and 10 from their own six.
Yeah, I think that's one you got to let go right there. Yeah. Take a chance on it getting to the end zone.
All right, we'll take a 30-second, looks like. We'll be back with Fort Payne football right after this. That's what I said. It's Fort Payne football.
We're in mid-season form. I'll lay by for you.
Line it up over there.
Line it up.
Yeah.
I gotta quit.
It's very unprofessional.
Oh, man. That's the way to time it as Fort Payne takes the snap and fakes the handoff. Quarterback has it. He's on the 20, gets all the way up to the 25-yard line for the DeKalb. Fix it first down.
Yeah, I was waiting on that, Chris. They kept handing it and handing it and handing it, and that time they booted it off of that and didn't even have any blockers, and Lane had all the room to run he needed.
Lane Vinson with the quarterback keeper.
I wonder why they don't signal to him.
Signal what?
Why don't signal to this quarterback?
I'll put that on my notes to ask Coach Elmore next week.
Yeah.
3 minutes to go, 41-0, Fort Payne leading. First and 10 from the Fort Payne 24-yard line.
Since we got the threes in there, I don't think it's running it up if they let him pass once.
Yeah.
Eric Vinson in the shotgun. Four receiver set, three near side, one far. Vinson takes the snap. Throws a quick out to number 10 this side, drops the ball, incomplete. The score update, which we'll be bringing you in the future, score updates, is brought to you by Hillier Properties, located on Galt Avenue in North Fort Payne. Check out their Max Steel Metal buildings and Four Seasons wooden and metal storage buildings. They even have outdoor play sets for the specialists over here, Brian Northcutt.
Oh, I love outdoor play sets.
There you go.
It's my favorite.
You know, I always like seeing those little the things back when we had play sets. They call it the steel flaming slide. Mm. You know, remember that slide that was metal and it'd be hot?
We had plastic when I was growing up, and we were proud to have it.
I thought you talked about the 70s. There's no way you had plastic. All right, Vinson takes a snap. Ooh, hit. Number 10 hit real quick, and he tries to get away, cannot, and he'll lose about five on the play. They got back there quick.
Yeah, Fort Payne's been very vanilla with their offense in this third-team set. So,
2:30 to go. Fort Payne leading comfortably 41-0 over the Albertville Aggies in this Jamboree game. Fort Payne season starts next week, Brian.
At Scottsboro.
Where are they playing for?
Top Cat Trophy's on the line next week, and you got to win it back after last season's debacle.
We got mud stomped last year.
It was rough.
Me and Brian were looking at each other like, is this the same team?
Yeah, we were.
And after that game, well, talking to Elmore, Elmore was like, yeah, he's been – their coach was playing for that all year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Fort Payne with 1:54 to go. Flag on the play. Is that a delay game possibly?
Yes, I believe so.
It's third and 25 from the 10. I guess they're going to take that penalty. It doesn't matter. Third and it's going to be third and 30 now from the 5. Let's see what Fort Payne has in their pocketbook right here. You think Coach Elmore just running or trying to sling it?
Probably a screen. He's just going
to
give it.
They're going to hand it off to number 21 around left side, following his blockers, and he is tackled after a gain of 4. Bring up fourth down. Oh, here's a punt. Practicing our punts.
First punt of the night for Fort Payne.
Yep, first stoppage by the Aggies. Fort Payne will be forced to punt their first punt of the night. 1:35 and counting here in the half. I look forward to this year, especially having Steve here and Mark with the numbers behind us. The statistical guru behind us. I don't even want to say that. I'm just calling the numbers. It'll be nice to have those numbers. Me and Brian are always trying to look those up, but it'll be good having running numbers throughout the game.
Yeah, it's very beneficial. It's
finally that accounting degree's coming in.
Ooh, nice spiral punt. The specialist is jealous. Aggies field it, fumbled the ball on the 42, picks it up, and it'll be first and 10 from the 42.
That was 50. What was that, Mark? You keeping that stat?
Did you keep that stat, Mark?
That's 53-yard punt.
Did you get that stat, Mark?
That stat on that punt?
Yeah.
53 yards.
That's good.
We're pressuring. We're putting him under a little pressure. Hey, that was spiraling.
That was a bomb.
That was nice.
Hayden has got an incredibly strong leg.
That looked real good. I was impressed with that one. Of course, I'm impressed with all of them. If you can get for a high school punter to get good 30-plus yards, mm-hmm. It's pretty good. All right, 56 seconds left. So while we're sitting here real quick, I'm assuming our main competition is going to be Gadsden City.
Yeah, that's going to be right. I don't know exactly what Southside will have this year. The last time we went down there, it was close all the way through when they were in our region the last time around.
They're usually good.
Yeah, they've been good in the past. I would expect them to be pretty good. So it'll probably be a three-way there with Gadsden City.
Uh-oh.
Carver Hall looking deep. Has a man with a step. Oh, just overthrows number 10. That's Hunter Smith. Passing complete. It'll be second down.
Unless Fort Payne has just an incredibly disappointing season, they should easily make the playoffs. It's just a matter of where they line up in those top three spots.
And we keep everybody healthy.
Yes, keeping everybody healthy is a must, which we're already struggling with right now.
Hunter Smith had a step on our defender there, but Carbajal just a little too much mustard on that one.
Yeah, getting some younger kids in.
That number four, he's tough. I wish he's a foot taller, but he's a tough corner.
Kirkland's in the backfield. He takes the handoff, trying to go right side. Fort Payne there. Oh, he gets out of a tackle, but everybody else gangs up on him and drops him. Sure, there was a slight hiccup there in my calling. Did you hear that?
First one tonight.
I know. He gains 1 yard. That'll bring up third and eight.
Next week's for real, so you'll be fine.
Got to work out. That's what we're doing, working out the kinks, right, Miss Holly?
You're going to hear a dadgum professional broadcast next week.
I mean, where are you at? Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, Kirkland's in the backfield. 14 seconds. I wonder if they're going to get one off here before the half. 10 seconds to go. Carbajal, your quarterback for the Aggies. 8 seconds. Takes a snap. Fakes the handoff to Kirkland. Throwing deep over here to number, I think that was number 14. Over his head, incomplete. Jacoby Watson. Who's that number four? He is a firecracker.
He's Hunter James. He's covering a guy a foot taller than him, and he's all over him.
All right, so that pass
he's
goes
in. He's a transfer. I don't know if he's got NIL money or what.
Yeah.
With that incomplete pass, they give him one more play, Steve. 1.9 seconds to go. What you think they're going to run here?
Throw it up.
A very slow developing play, I imagine. I'm sorry.
Two receivers for the Aggies. Carbajal fakes a handoff to Franklin. Again, he looks over this side to his receiver and again throws it way up high.
You can't pick on that number four.
All right, that'll be the half for Payne. Leading the Albertville Aggies 41-0. Will that do it for us? What are we going to do? We'll take a timeout, then come back and talk about it. And then
let's prep next week.
All right, so we'll take a two-minute timeout like we do at the end of most games, and we'll talk about this, what we've seen here, and next week. So we'll be back right back with more Fort Payne Wildcat football.